This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Which pro athlete had the longest prime? Could it be LeBron? So LeBron James, I do believe, just finished up his 17th season. And I would make a pretty strong argument that 16 of those seasons were essentially his prime, as he made an all-NBA team 16 times. Is this the longest prime run in the history of any sport? And no. If not, who are the other contenders?
Well, it wasn't Michael Jordan. His prime was only like 6 years, right?
Wow.
Jack Nicklaus destroys everybody in this. He was winning major championships in 1962, 63. Then he won another major in 1980. He won another major in 1986. So he kind of had a 20-plus year prime.
Yeah, and that's kind of the insane things, because I don't think that there are very many, I think maybe like one or two golfers that win majors on either side of 35. You're either like a really good young golfer or you're better older golfer, yeah. But generally you don't traverse 35 and do it on both sides.
Now, that being said, Tom, that was the only one that I could like find that Stop I was like it. 100% sure, and I Tom do Brady. Agree with Corey.
I Tom Brady is he's disagree. 20 years into his career right now. He won championship in his first in his second season.
Not because of him.
He won a championship.
I'm not,
Kevin, you can say what you want, but this dude was sitting there winning 12, 14 games every year as the quarterback of a team that was always in contention, and he has championships.
But a championship is not prime. Those are different
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Right? Like, we're talking about different things. We're talking about, like, the peak of your playing ability. And I have to side with Kevin here. Even though you're right, they were winning then, that was not Tom Brady at the peak of his abilities.
Then
early,
when did
right
Tom
then.
Brady's peak start?
That's a great question.
2005 when he threw for 4,100 yards? Or was it 2007 when he threw for 50 touchdowns?
2007 is probably when I would put it. So I think
wow.
Tom Brady prime.
After his third championship.
I mean,
right?
he's disposable in at least those first two championships in terms of their run to the championship. You even saw that when they didn't even need him to get to the actual Super Bowl. It was defense that carried the day. For those that like, I split up the Patriots, and this has nothing to do with my dislike as Tom Brady as a human being.
Oh.
I think you, which I'll admit, you split up the Patriots dynasty, I think, into two different eras. There was that first run of three and that second run of three. That second run of three, I will give him a hell of a lot more credit than I do in that first run of three.
So 2007 to 2020, I guess that's only 13 years.
And I'd also dispute that. I think his
probably
prime.
2018.
Wait, are you asserting that Tom Brady is still in his prime?
Yeah.
I'd say 2018 probably ended his prime.
Yeah.
And then, but I would give him more like 2004 or 2003 started his prime.
So depending on that.
So I give him 15 years, which is why I thought Corey brought up a great point, because I was thinking about him too, and I do think LeBron barely edges him out, and LeBron isn't done with his prime yet. So that's why I think it's a great discussion point, unless you hate Tom Brady and are just going to say he was never good until like 2007.
Okay. At least I didn't say never. Never good. Like, I'll give him, I think absolutely you can make a strong argument for 11 seasons of Tom Brady prime. I absolutely okay. believe that. So my hate doesn't go all the way there. Mine was going to be, and holy cow, we have a lot of votes we will get to. Mine was initially going to be Wayne Gretzky, but even Gretzky is short of LeBron, because for Gretzky, there was a 12-year span that he led the league in points 10 times, and he also led the league in assists 13 straight seasons. he also won a postseason honor from the NHL in 13 straight seasons. But even then, I think you're capped at probably 13 because he had kind of a clunker of a year, and then he had one more good year. But that was kind of the end of his run. So even with Gretzky, I think best case scenario, you're looking at 13, which would still put him short of LeBron.
I have some in baseball.
All right.
And it might not be fair. It's kind of cheating. But Barry Bonds, I mean, from 87 to 07, the dude dominated baseball. So, and I get it. Like, I mean, we know that there's a reason why in about 2000, 2001, he became the best player we've ever seen in the history of the sport. But he did do it. I mean, he was his last year. Go look up at his numbers in his last year. He was still unbelievably really good, just not the best player in the game. Like LeBron. LeBron is still unbelievably good, and it's a different sport where you can dominate the ball, obviously, a lot. But Hank Aaron is another one if you go look at his career. Nolan Ryan is another guy if you look at his career and what he was doing in dominating. And so those are three guys that I thought of baseball-wise, Bonds, Aaron, and Nolan Ryan.
Hank Aaron might be the new favorite in the clubhouse, perhaps. I want to pick y'all's brain on what your metric for prime is, because I'm looking at Hank Aaron from 1955 to 1973. So that would be a span of 19 seasons. He was top 20 in MVP voting every single year. And the vast majority of them, he was top 10 in MVP voting. So I think you can make a strong argument that Hank Aaron is somewhere in that 17 to 19 year window of prime. So I think Hank Aaron might have LeBron beat.
All right, so put Nolan from 72 to 89?
Well, if you look at his strikeout numbers and how many guys couldn't still hit him with the Rangers, you could move it to like 91 or 92.
Okay, because I think 91 was – he had 203 strikeouts. And that was the last time he was 90 was the last time he was even in the top 25 for MVP.
Well, pitchers rarely. You'd have
right.
to look more
or even Cy Young.
Young.
He wasn't involved in the Cy Young conversation there either.
Okay, let me ask y'all that question then, because I think you guys bring up a really interesting point. If you took the, did you say originally 72 to 89, Corey? Was that your okay? So we're talking about the span of 18 years. In those 18 years, he was top 10 in Cy Young 8 times. Like, that's impressive for a human.
Yeah.
I feel
never
like
won one. He never won one, though. That's so weird.
Now, we weren't alive during this, but my dad was and played in the major leagues during this. We watched the Texas Rangers play this year. The California Angels, for the 10 years that he was there, was worse than the Texas Rangers we just saw play.
It was
the worst team. Like, you ask anybody, Tom Grieve, anybody who played in the American League in the 70s, and they'll be like, the Angels were pathetic. And they had one guy every fifth day that made you a little bit afraid of playing the Angels. So, I mean, it is what it is, and I'd have to look and see who won the Cy Youngs in the 70s, and maybe voting more in the 70s was based off you had to be on a good team. We've seen King Felix win one in the last 10 years where he was on a horrible team and won the Cy Young, but literally he was pitching for the worst team in all of baseball, at least in the American League, for his major part of his career.
Mike, the year that he finished second in Cy Young voting in 1973, Jim Palmer beat him out.
And I think they won the World Series in 73.
The year Orioles. That he finished third in Cy Young voting, which was the next year, he was beat out by Catfish Hunter and Fergie Jenkins for Texas. So those were some of his highest rankings. And then again, he was ranked third in 1977. And he was beat out by Sparky Lyle and Jim Palmer again. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, this is a dude that was dominant during his era. Maybe that team thing was just it. But, yeah, Kevin, that's the number of years that I would say Nolan Ryan spent of his 27-year career being dominant.
So, can I throw out some basketball players?
For sure.
And I do think LeBron beats these people. First of all, Do I hate LeBron? I really don't hate LeBron, but I do get frustrated with like how much respect he wants when most people say he's either the best or second or third greatest
you
player.
You hate Lakers, the Lakers.
I do hate the Lakers. I am very biased against the Lakers, but I respect Magic's career and Shaq and Kobe and LeBron, even though I heard Derek Fisher yesterday go, no, he's not a top five Laker of all time. He's been there for 2 years, and look at the Lakers' history. He is one of the top five players of all time, but not a top five Laker. So Tim Duncan comes to mind in recent history. Kobe comes to mind in recent history, and Dirk comes to mind in recent history. He's better than all three of those players, and his prime was better than those players. But those guys did have a 20-year career for one team, which I respect a whole bunch.
Tiger, is Tiger's dominance considered a long prime?
Kind of, but not close to Jack's.
Okay.
I just want to double check that because I was looking back at kind of what I would probably consider Jack Nicklaus's prime, and I put it at 17 years. I know he won that outlier major like 6 years after the fact, but 63-80 is when he won his majors.
And he won two in 62, didn't he?
I thought it was 63 was the first year, but
I'm 99% sure 62.
Okay.
I don't know what years are.
Then that's fair. And then we would open it up to then 18 years, which would definitely surpass Tiger, who is pretty much capped from 97 to 08 in terms of winning majors. But if you wanted to extend it out to 13 when he had a little renaissance, and then obviously he won again in the Masters last year. But I think those are like more outliers in his dominance, and that's what it was probably closer to like 12 years. And it's really interesting. You're starting to notice a pattern with some of these athletes. So let's say Tiger is about 12 years. I had Gretzky at 13. Federer and Nadal are both at about 14 years.
Same with Serena. Serena's about, I would eyeball about it from about 02 to 16.
Okay, so about 14 years. And so you're seeing a whole lot of athletes that are fitting in this box of like, oh, they dominated, and it can end up between 12 and 14 years. So you have LeBron surpassing to maybe 16. You had Hank Aaron. We're at 17 to 19. We think Jack Nicklaus is about 17 to 18. But it seems like getting past 14 years or so is a very rare achievement.
All right, Kevin, here we go. What about from 2007 to 2019? How many years is that? Is that 12?
About 12.
12, yeah.
All right. Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah. And now everybody's going to argue. He put in his prime is 2000, I'm going to say 2008 to maybe about 2019 of Messi. I'm just going off like goals scored. He had 23 goals scored for the first time in 2008. And he's been that, you know, that level of a player. There have been years where he's been better. There have been years where Ronaldo's been better. But that's two guys right there that are almost 12 years apiece in dominating their sport.
And, again, that fits right into the box that we talked about with some of these individual sports. We talked about simply with some of these team sports.
Reggie, are either one of those guys on the way down at the moment?
Vacating
I think
so.
That? Okay.
And this is the tough thing because also then you have to define like when you feel like the prime is ending, you know, what the reasonable caps are for prime. And one thing that I also think is interesting because we talk about Tiger and that this came to mind is the prime wasn't nearly as long as, you know, some of the other ones like Jack Nicklaus, which is obviously the highest extreme. But like also the light shone, it burned very bright, you know, so we're not necessarily talking about the heights of the prime, just the length of the prime.
I absolutely agree with that, because something that Mike said the other day was really very striking to me that I bet sent a lot of people insane, but that Larry Bird and Magic Johnson mean more to the evolution of the NBA than Michael Jordan, because well, that's not to say Michael Jordan wasn't better, but those games for the NBA Finals were being played on tape delay. They were like, yeah, we'll record it and we'll show it later, before Larry and Magic came along and made the NBA like a viable sport again. And I think MJ took it into a whole nother level and helped expand the international game and everything like that. But I shudder to think what would have happened with the NBA if they would have come along with Larry and Magic at that time. So you're 100% right. Not judging like the heights you reached during that prime, just how long it was.
By the way, I'd take Messi over Ronaldo anytime. So just my,
is
my
that's like a bitter soccer debate, right? Or is there a consensus on it?
I think that Messi can fill up the his stat line a little more than Ronaldo. Ronaldo might have that PK down, but like his ability to make other guys around him better is something that I always liked about Messi.
Oh, from the 214, did we mention Frank Gore's dominance?
I was waiting for that. I actually found somebody else's text for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, that's decent. I looked up his career, too, and it was a long one, but not as good as, like, not as long as LeBron's.
So, interesting enough about that. I think they might be close.
I'm with you.
The very first NBA first team accolade was the same year that Abdul-Jabbar won his first title and won his first finals MVP, 71. The last year he was first team All-NBA was 86. Now, I know he won two more titles after that. He was not necessarily the driving force in a couple of those other Showtime Lakers ones, but I think you can make an argument of 71 to 86 for that. And that again, will put you at 16, yep. And you see how rarefied that air is.
Mike, I don't know if you dropped this name, but what about Pete Rose?
That's a pretty good one. That really is. I mean, when you look at all the hits that he was racking up, and like we said, like he was.
Look at how many times he was in top 10 for MVP, Kevin.
All right, so we've got 65 all the way till 81, almost uninterrupted. So there are a couple of blips here and there, but again, now you're looking at that 15 to 16 year window. So it sounds like Jack Nicklaus, Hank Aaron, Pete Rose, Jabbar, LeBron, like we're also talking about some of the elite that have ever existed in any sport.
Now and it's very clear the shortest prime, but the most effective prime in that time,
Roy
Bo
Tarver.
Jackson. We all agree, and we don't have to. I mean, he was on a TV show, cartoon called Pro Stars. Like, how can you not be that effective?
I'm not here to dispute Bo Jackson's cultural significance.
Isn't it weird that all the early 80s greatest running backs in college football all flubbed?
They all did.
Like, I mean, I'm being serious here. Herschel Walker going to be the – and Herschel Walker was one of my first ever favorite players. Then we go to that OU running back, Marcus Dupree, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can keep going. It was just, it's really weird from like, I don't know what it is, like about 82 or whatever to about 86. Like everybody who is the greatest running back in college football really didn't have that good of a pro career.
Outstanding feedback. There are about, I don't know, 500 other texts that we couldn't get to, but thank you guys for participating. Hope we got to read some of y'all's selections along the way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.